This is the State for Wednesday, March 6th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm Rachel Fulton. For our first story of the day, focusing on campus news, Kevin Guskiewicz, who began his tenure as Michigan State University's 22nd president Monday, outlined his goals for MSU and addressed the findings of the Miller and Chevalier report regarding the Board of Trustees in a campus-wide email sent out Monday morning. Over spring break, an external investigation found that then board chair Rima Vassar and trustee Dennis Dino violated board policies by encouraging students to embarrass interim president Teresa Woodruff and intervening in investigations, among other violations. The report recommended Vassar and Dino be referred to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for corrective action under a law in the state constitution that gives the governor the right to remove members of boards of state universities from office. Hours before a special board meeting Sunday night, Vassar resigned as board chair. Both Vassar and Dino were stripped off their duties on the board and referred to the governor. Regarding the findings of the investigation, Guskiewicz referred to Vassar and Dino's actions as concerning, but maintained that the board will be committed to a healthy, functional relationship with himself. As president, Guskiewicz aims to build on MSU's celebrated history as a proud land-grant university that is embracing an aspiration to be bold and contemporary in preparing the next generation of leaders. This involves building a culture of collaboration at MSU, he said. For our final story of the day, focusing on entertainment, Michigan State University's Wharton Center announced its selections for the upcoming 2024-25 Broadway series. The lineup will feature the Michigan debut of Shucked and Life of Pi, and the Wharton Center premiere of MJ. The Broadway series at the Wharton Center has been an experience unique to MSU that brings touring Broadway shows into the view of college students. The series kicks off with Les Miserables from October 8th through 13th. The musical, which is set in France during the 19th century, highlights themes of revolution, sacrifice, and human triumph. From January 21st through 26th, Shucked, performing for the first time in Michigan at the Wharton Center, is a 2022 musical comedy directed by Jack O'Brien. The production features a humorous plot revolving around the fictional town of Cobb County and the lengths its residents will go for their beloved corn. Next, MJ will run from next February 11th through 16th. This is also a 2022 jukebox musical created by Christopher Wheeldon and Lynn Nottage. Set during the 1992 Dangerous World Tour, the production aims to show the life of Michael Jackson outside of his pop icon persona. Moving into next spring, also performing for the first time in Michigan at the Wharton Center, is Life of Pi from March 11th through 16th. The production follows the journey of a boy named Pi as he's stranded on a lifeboat with a tiger, a hyena, a zebra, and an orangutan. Finally, rounding out the series is Broadway's longest-running musical, Chicago, from April 8th through 13th. Set in the Roaring Twenties, the musical explores the era through the experience of killer-turned-media sensation, fictional character Roxy Hart. More information on ticket sales and specific showtimes can be found at the Wharton Center website. Before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is predicting a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high of 49 and a low of 33. Thank you for joining us here on The State, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow with more news.